I knew congressmen, conservatives, solid conservatives, who knew this was bad, who knew in their hearts it was bad for their kids, their country. They voted for it. If they had voted against it, there's about 18 or 20 of them, real solid. If they'd voted against it, it wouldn't have passed. Okay, how did that happen? I asked them myself. And they said, the president called us. I said, yeah? The president called us and he said it would be an embarrassment to him if he lost this vote. You're kidding me. You voted against your principles, against what's best interest of your family and your generations to come, against your country because you didn't want to say no to the president. That is not leadership. Okay, so how does that happen? How does that happen in this world? That's politics, but that's not leadership. If they were leaders, they would say, listen, I think you're great. I supported you in that war. You did a marvelous job. I voted for you every time. But on this one, you're wrong, Mr. President. You have an obligation to be a leader equal. He's not better than you. He has a different job. And you can say, look, I'm studying this bill, and I think you're wrong. If I disagree, I find out that I think you're right, I'll vote that way. But otherwise, I'm voting against this baby because there's no way you can convince me this is good. Okay? That's leadership. But it takes guts. It takes courage. It is not easy. You're basically putting your country before yourself because the President of the United States decides that he wants you out and someone else in that'll do what he says. You're very likely gone the next election. Maybe not, but you're risking, okay? Are you willing to put your country first? That is an American patriot, and we don't have a lot of them. There's some, but we don't have enough. So what happened? They went back. These men and women went back with all the right intentions, but they lacked a kernel within themselves. That is what I want you guys to understand and to work on. This is about being a leader. You have to go through the firestorm. Like you guys might say, oh, I'd never do that, I'd never do that. And then you don't know. You might say in college, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be this, I'm never going to do that. And all of a sudden, all kinds of pressure, you next thing you know, you're thinking, how did this happen? How did I get here? You know, I'll tell you what you have to do. First, you have to find out what you believe. What is important to you? What will you fight for? Take an issue. You can't know all 50 issues that are out there, or 15 top major issues. What issue right now interests you? And then debate it. Debate's key. I suggest to you, if all those congressmen and senators, before they were congressmen and senators, had truly debated these issues publicly, not necessarily on TV, but with friends and family, they would have found out what means something, what's important to them.